Exchange plans are intended for people who either don't have a job or an affordable insurance option from their employer. There are lots of resources available to help you understand the basics of the healthcare exchange in Indiana. FAQs, an online chat system, and a call center are available online at healthcare.gov. And as far as finding the plan best suited for you, there are people specifically trained to walk you through it. Sophie Metzger is one such navigator at the Maple City Healthcare Center in Goshen, Indiana. She educates people and helps them sign up for coverage. She's gone through extensive training on the healthcare law because on top of the federal requirements to become a certified application counselor, Indiana has required state-specific qualifications. She says when people come to her for help, she starts with the basics.
Give some general vocabulary, conceptual parameters to what healthcare coverage is. And then we move to looking at a specific situation, saying, you know, today we can find out information, or if you're interested, we can start setting up an account to look at what coverage options you may have specific to you.
So far, because of website issues, she hasn't yet been able to go through the whole process of signing someone up for the exchange, but she says she's helped a number of people get prepared. There are currently no organizations or individuals listed as certified assisters in the Fort Wayne area, but a number of organizations have begun the certification process. You can always check healthcare.gov to see when these resources become available. And remember, the open enrollment period for the healthcare exchange lasts until March 31st. For WBOI News, I'm Virginia Alvino.